B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm 7.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Corpoli's Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays every bit as good. And we've been talking about MLB and the NHL and their plan. But what do I know? Let's talk to a player who played in the league at a high level. And now you see him, of course, on pre and post game show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Mr. Chris Therrien. How are you today, Chris?
I'm doing good, Tyrone. How are you doing, buddy? I know we should be talking about, the finals starting up in another week or so, but we're not. But we're talking about hockey, and I guess that's a good thing. And I think there's probably a lot of people have a lot of answers. I actually have a lot of questions. I probably still have a couple questions, too, but we'll try to get down to what happened yesterday, was said.
So first thing I want to ask you is just a simple, what did you think about the round robin for the top four like the Flyers? And then basically like a five-game play-in tournament for the rest of the guys. It allows guys to, on the top teams, I guess, to get some rust off. I guess they kind of earned that because worst-case scenario for them is they are only a four seed at the worst, while those other teams obviously could be going home. What do you think about that element of the plan?
When I first saw it, I didn't like it. I thought like to myself, okay, so you got a team. I'm just looking at it in fairness from every single team. The only team that really benefits from this, who gets the most benefit out of it, is the Flyers.
Yep.
They're the four seed. They didn't lead a division. So it does work for them. If I'm Boston, I'm probably not thrilled about it because I'm 11 points ahead of the team that was in fourth being the Flyers. I tweeted something about it yesterday. People are like, well, elaborate on it. Well, my first issue is they're meaningless games. Like, they don't mean anything except you're trying to seed. Other than the fact that you're out there and four teams are playing for the seeding, I'm not sure how exactly those games are played. If it's 25 years ago, 20 years ago, you got somebody trying to break somebody's hand with a stick in one of those play-in games, and that was at one time realistic. You know, you're trying to maim somebody that's going to be going to the playoffs that you may possibly bump into.
Right.
That's the deterrent of the three games. But I'm looking at it from an injury standpoint. If you're just playing those games and the really, really important games are the meat and potato playoff games, that to me is where your value is and not in the three quasi-exhibition / play-in games. The other side of the coin is, home ice. There is no home ice. I mean, I'm not really, the Flyers had an incredible year this year at the Wells Fargo Center.
For sure.
But when you get into the playoffs, you can ask any coach, they don't care if they got to go on the road in game seven or if they got to play a meaningful road game. It doesn't matter. Now there's no fans in another hub city. It really doesn't matter except the last change. And I can assure you there's nobody out there that's really going to be too worried about that. So from that standpoint, I understand guys have to play. The games where they're not in the first round, but at the same time, injury is of concern to me, especially for your higher end players, because the real meat and potatoes are indeed the playoff games themselves to try to lift the cup.
Now that's interesting. I was looking at it from the side of get the rust off a little bit because the guys haven't had any live action in several months, but you're looking at the other side of it of these aren't really real games. Period.
They're not. Yeah. There really aren't real games. So I'm thinking, like, if you could find a way to formulate, and listen, it's a moot point now because it's happening and they already decided.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if you could find a way to make it extremely competitive in that week leading up to what you know and then watch the games, you know, there's still a part of it that you remain healthy. But I'm just saying, if you play a round robin against these other three best teams, that there's some concern to that.
No,
from where I'm looking at it, you know, and again, people may say, oh, you're crazy, and that's fine, but that just jumped out at me. That was really the only thing I was a little bit irritated with about it. But at the same time, it does help the Flyers because, they're now in the mix and they can only enhance where they're at and move from that four to the one if they do win that mini round robin.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the hub cities, the commissioner mentioned that. And they gave a number of them, and I understand this is a fluid situation with the virus. The virus will dictate a lot of this. Vegas has to be the favorite for the Western Conference, right, just because of the infrastructure they have and the fact that their casinos are already going to be already in another week or so semi-open. Isn't Vegas almost a lock for at least the Western part of this with the hub city?
Well, I don't want to say anything's a lock, Tyrone, but I understand, you know, the dry air, apparently the heat doesn't do this virus very well. I mean, if we're going to worry about where the virus is by the time that happens, then there's no point even moving forward. I mean, it's going to be in every single city everywhere to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, that can't, I don't think that can be factored in. Obviously, you don't want to put it in New York City. It's not going to, it won't work well there, the optics of it, especially what they've gone through. But yeah, Vegas makes sense. You know, and again, you know, the host cities, apparently that was another thing. Well, what if a host city has one of the hubs? Well, then Vegas will treat it like they'll be treated like everyone else in that. Here on the East Coast, again, there's different places. Florida might be an option. Certainly. So, you know, again, it seems like wherever there's more heat, it seems to be a little bit more conducive from what you're hearing from some science experts. But again, they don't even have the hub cities picked out yet, whether there's going to be two or four. I know they said two. But if you talk, I've talked to some people today, they said, you know what, there could actually be as many as four.
Oh, really? So
we just don't know that yet. There could be. We don't know, but they haven't had it any discussion past that point. But I think that, you know, as Commissioner Bettman said the other day, they need to figure out a way to address that in the very, very near future. That has to be a decision that's made fairly soon. But again, no, this is, as you said, this is a fluid moving situation. And, mm-hmm. you know, again, one area that we didn't hear anything about yesterday, which is probably going to be one of the biggest areas, is the financials. Where do the financials fit in to this plan? You know, how is that going to be, you know, relegated into this postseason? So,
yeah, they say again, it's there's up a lot of $500 million in TV money if they can complete this whole thing. So, hopefully a lot of that has been worked out ahead of time, because I think the players' reps voted 29-2. I think it was only Carolina and Tampa.
And Tampa.
Yeah, so $500 million. I hope they figure it out and don't end up like the baseball situation. Now, I want to ask you about the how of this situation. You're a former player, speaking to Chris Therrien. How would you, right now, you've been home like everybody else as a player, and you probably don't have an ice rink in your house that you had access to. Training camp, they say July. What are you doing between now and, let's say, July 1st? Let's say everything goes perfect and camp's going to start July 1st. What are you doing, Chris Therrien, between now and July 1st to get yourself ready for camp? Because it won't be a very long camp before you're playing real games.
Again, another great question, and one where I know that players did not have access to rinks. You know, you heard some stories where guys did, but there's a lot that didn't. Here's the problem with that whole it's a great question and a fair one. How much have guys been working out to this point? Thinking that they weren't going to, you know, that there wouldn't be as long a delay, or they were prepared to come back. So if you guys had guys that were already, listen, in February March, when they shut down pro sports pretty much in North America all at the same time, those guys were, fatigue was becoming a factor, but in terms of their playing game, their game shape, they were in tip-top shape. So what they did following that is going to be very, very interesting, because you're going to have some guys that are literally have been working like machines nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't take a break somewhere, it's going to be very the factor in this. And if guys did give themselves a break, they may want to put it in the high, in the hightail right now, because, you know, we're June, we're almost at June 1st. We're almost a month away from July 1st. So, you know, we're not that far from getting where we are. And you know, that's a great question. What would I have done? I would have tried to stay in as best a shape possible, but not at a point where I'm getting myself in my regular August workouts where you're preparing for training camp. So it's a fine line and a great question, and that's really going to be up to the individual to see what kind of workload he's already put in thus far.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your time. I have one more question for you, Chris.
Sure.
The Flyers, I want to focus on the Flyers a little bit. We don't know how this is going to play out. But they were playing so well before. They're a young team, so it's like a two-part final question. Will the young legs, the general young legs of the team, be a help or a hindrance, or will the more experienced guys on other teams, like let's say a Pittsburgh, for example, guys that have kind of been there, done that, have more advantage, but they have some older legs? And overall, what do you think of their chances? Obviously, none of us know for sure, but what is just your gut feeling?
Well, I think having the young legs is going to be key. I think it's great to have those young players, those defensemen, young Carter Hart still. I think this is going to be a tough one to win, to hoist that cup. And I really do think that an influx of a lot of young guys is going to be a really good thing. It's going to be an interesting reset for the veterans. It really is. It's going to be something that their body clock is not used to, especially the older veterans. This is a completely new type of setup of things, the way that it'll be presented to them. So I think the young legs, the energy, the exuberance that will be displayed by those young guys is going to be pivotal to any team that goes out and wins the Stanley Cup this summer. As weird as that sounds, this summer, but that's what we're going to be up against. And I think once they get going and stuff, hopefully it's a really, really exciting tournament.
No, I think so too. I'm excited about it. I hope that obviously that everything stays good with the virus, because that means that all this stuff can start and we don't have to have a bunch of start and stops and everything like that. Well, really appreciate the time, Chris, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You got it, Tyrone. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks so much. Chris Tarrant, that was some good information.
Man, I'm flyered up.
I'm flyered up. Young legs.
Let's go.
And the player thing about... That is an interesting thing.
Uh-huh.
Because if you thought, oh, man, we're going to be back any day now, you probably were going really hard with your workouts. That's not good, because you got to last into September.
I know.
You
it's
need
wild.
To dial it down, but how much? And that's why I think just the Flyers, to where his point is, just being young, you're just better at doing that than an old person.
Right, and I didn't even think about what he said about the veterans and how their body clock. I mean, these guys... years and years and years of playing
from their childhood from all the way up to 35.
There's a season. Everybody knows that there's hockey season, and this is just like, well, we're gonna do it in August
right now,
and in tournament style in the middle of a pandemic, so everybody just adjust.
So
it's
hockey,
wild.
Hockey's gonna be the hardest for the veterans, because again, I mean, you brought up, nobody just has an ice rink. I'm sure there's a few players that just have an ice rink to go skating around, but yeah. I remember we had Bob Nightingale on with Anthony a while ago. It was when like the plans first came out that baseball could be back. Yeah. And he actually said the veterans will actually be better than the younger players because they all have home gyms, right? Yep. Like they have money.
Harper is a young veteran because he's been in the majors since he was 19.
Right, but he's got a home gym.
That's what's a home gym.
He's got his dad who throws the batting practice, as we know from the home run derby. Right.
He's cleaning, jerking in the
right.
He's
exactly.
Squatting and doing, yeah.
Whereas in the NHL, it's, you know, fresher legs, younger legs might be better for you.
Yeah.
So the Flyers, I mean, their core is
young.
Yeah.
Other than like Giroux.
Oof, right.
It's almost
Voracek made an impact.
Yeah.
But
I'm saying for the guys you're looking at, like, what can a Farabee do to
Yeah, exactly.
Like, right.
You know what I mean? Like, these are babies.
Yeah,
they
like
are babies.
And Provorov.
Yeah.
Early.
Well,
yeah.
I saw.
All guys, what, 25 and under?
Well, I saw
the board.
Video of Giroux. He was skating with his baby. Did you see that? He was pushing his newborn.
I will say, props
in skates
to Mrs. Giroux.
Because what is her? I know her name.
I don't know her name. She seems to...
Ryan? I think it's Ryan.
Yeah. They seem to have a good work-life balance.
Oh, for sure.
At least that's what they present.
Yeah.
So she's not giving him a hard time.
I
think he's going to come back okay. I don't think she... Because quarantine probably has hurt some marriages.
Yeah.
Major league...
Pro-athlete
marriages, too.
Think so?
They used to be in these streets.
Well, I mean, that's what...
Not even they're doing anything foul, they're just in these streets.
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
In these streets.
They've never been this much together.
Yeah,
does that make
their
sense?
Their time together is probably going on nice vacations, because they're making some fancy money, right? From playing in these professional sports.
And now that the ones with kids, the kids are... there. A lot of times when the season's over, around this time, school's out, you're the fun dad.
Right.
You even had to do a bunch of homeschooling and stuff that you're not used to doing as a pro athlete when you're so used to your routine.
I mean, just the general population, right? Like regular lay people or whatever, whatever you are, you're not used to that. But then when you're a pro athlete and your life is so one way, where you're training and you're on a schedule, and especially something like baseball, where you're on the road for half of a year?
For 6 months.
Yeah, how many times have you seen players got back into coaching and they've made the joke like during the press conference? My wife was getting annoyed. And it was like, no, he's being serious.
He's being dead serious.
He may be chuckling during the press conference. No, he's being real.
Dusty Baker.
Yep.
Frank Robinson. Like, you hear it, though. Why'd you go right from... My wife didn't want me home. She got tired of me. Like, that's a real thing. So... But that's all advantage Flyers, because a lot less of them are married and have to worry about such things.
Yeah, because they're like 19.
Yes. So the reset. Yes, we will get right back to the phone. 610-632-0975. It is General Knowledge Wednesday. It's presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in their toolbox when precision measurements matter. Be sure with Testo. Playing for the 5 Hertz chip trucks. You can win a Hirsch snack truck with a variety of our favorite Hirsch snacks. Hers, live life with flavor, and the big grand prize, $100 gift card from one of the best spots in the area, Carlino's in Ardmore in Westchester. You can order online for delivery and curbside pickup at carlinosmarket.com. So the word of the day, just to reset real fast, is petty. NHL, if you want to talk about their plan and the Flyers, phones are open. We always talk about that, 610-632-0975. But real fast before I get back to the phones for people that may have missed the open of the show. The word of the day is petty. And there's this cliche that's out there in the Major League Baseball side of, I don't want to see millionaires argue with billionaires. And fine, if you want to be that obtuse and not recognize what's really happening, that is your choice and I can't tell you what to do. But I just want to be clear, one mistake that people that know better should do is not conflate millions and billions. So once again, just in case you missed it in the beginning, if you were here all along, I apologize for the review. Let's take seconds. 1 million seconds is 11 and a half days. Okay? That's 1 million seconds. 1 billion seconds is 31.75 years. Longer than a lot of people who are watching and listening's lifetime. Again, million, 11 and a half days. Billion, 31.75 years. And in this particular case, the years are saying, you can't have any of my seconds, but you should give up, but you days people, you should give up 80% of your days.
It's wild and it's interesting.
That's what they're doing.
I love that you are framing it that way because it really, really does just put the entire, like the disparity into perspective, because you don't, and again, you're right, you don't think about money and you don't think about millions and you don't think about billions because most of us don't have that type of money to think about,
right?
To just kind of conceptualize it just to prove the difference. It's insane. Absolutely.
It's just, I just want to put that out there. And what bothers me is I know I'm not the smartest person ever born. So I know if I could find this, there are people much smarter than me who are intentionally avoiding this point for whatever reason. It's not the same. Okay? It's just not. And if you work, talk about small business. Your boss is not a billionaire in a small business. The gap between you and your boss is actually much smaller than the gap between a baseball player and a baseball owner. Believe it or not, the gap between, if you work for a small trucking company, painting company, with a plumbing company, the gap between you and your boss is minute compared to the gap between the average baseball player and the average baseball owner. Once again, last time, for the hour at least, 1 million seconds, 11 and a half days, 1 billion seconds, 31.75 years. They are not the same, and to pretend like they're the same is intentionally, in my opinion, being a jerk or you're just a player hater. Like, literally, you have a PhD.
Player hater degree.
There you go.
Yes.
Literally, you have that if you think that that's the same. It's not the same. Let's get back to the phone. John on the cell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Tyrone.
What's going on, John?
Not much. I had an idea for the NFL. I think the NFL could probably have a somewhat normal season if the owners take their stadiums and convert them into basically living quarters for their players, their coaches, and the referees, and they can quarantine at the stadiums.
Well, hold on.
Meaning they would quarantine for, say, 20 weeks.
Hold on.
First 4 weeks would be practice.
Hold on, John. What about they're not going to see their families for 20 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not. That's, so I tell you,
well,
in every plan,
you know,
that was a non-starter.
Their lifestyle. Some players wouldn't do it. But I bet you most of them would.
Nah, I don't think that. Well, it doesn't really matter of how many. It matters with who. Because I know if, let's say 20, let's say 40 Eagles. Let's say 45 of 53 Eagles were cool with it. But Carson Wentz, who has a newborn baby, doesn't do me a lot of good.
Right.
And I'm not trying to.
Well, they
dump
just signed another quarterback.
Yeah, so you're going to go with Jalen Hurts? I think that, first of all, football is making
the
plans.
Yeah, but if you gave them that option,
fans are going
to
be there.
I mean, it would have to be agreed by the players' union anyway. It would be something. I mean, all they had to do is put a bed and a refrigerator in the sun in the sky boxes, and they'd be living in the sky boxes.
So you're going to have,
it wouldn't be too bad. They have a nice view, nice grass to look at.
Come on, man. You're joking with that. You take a bunch of 53 plus the coaches want to live at the link where they play. They still have to go on the road.
When they go on the road, they would stay at the visiting stadium, and there's plenty of skyboxes. When they leave there, they would just play in the skyboxes at the next team.
There's not 100, and you would need 150 skyboxes. They don't have 150 skyboxes. Because the road guys would need skyboxes, too, when they travel. They don't have that. How many skyboxes do you think they have?
Oh, I thought they had at least 100.
100 wouldn't cut it, because the coaches got to sleep, too.
Well, we'll make
you would
them
need
sleep
all 53 guys would need one. All the coaches would need a skybox. And like,
I didn't know how many skyboxes were in the link.
Well, I got to look it up, but I don't think there's enough for everybody on the Eagles and everybody on the Giants and then everybody on Washington and then everybody on Dallas and everybody on Seattle to all just be sleeping there. And you're going to have a professional crew come in and clean out the skybox that the player was going to have previous week.
It's like a dorm room.
Yeah, but it's just the luxury skybox is like...
And they're grown, it's grown men.
And also, their families can't be there for the whole season.
It's just like, what is it, like a frat house?
Yeah.
All these...
And these are about work-life balance.
Right.
So now, I guess they'll take a bus over to the NovaCare for practice, and then go back to the skybox.
I love what he was thinking, though.
I love that he was, first of all, skybox is a fun word. I didn't realize how fun skybox was.
Me either.
Till just now. I love a skybox.
Yeah.
Love a skybox.
I just want to ask about the skyboxes. How many skyboxes are there?
All right, so we're up against a break. We're going to get Drew, Steele, John. I will get you on the other side, I promise. During the break, we will see if we can find out how many skyboxes exist at the link and if there's enough for all the Eagles, all the coaches, and all the visitors.
Do you think they would decorate their skybox if they were staying in it?
You got to. You got to have curtains in the skybox and the TV and different rugs. You know, you always
throw pillows.
Yeah, you got the rocker guy. You know, there's somebody in there that'll have like their Metallica stuff up.
Yeah, that's the poster.
You got the Johnny Cash middle finger poster everybody had in their dorm room.
I'm sure, I don't know, there's posters apparently are still sold. What woman is hot enough to have, who would have the poster?
Oh.
Like, what single guy, which woman would be on the poster?
Rihanna.
A Rihanna poster.
There's a Rihanna poster.
Yeah, there's a Rihanna poster.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
A couple of them. Hey, man, where'd you get that one? I got mine from, yeah. All right, 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson, in for Mike Missinelli. 610-632-0975. And now to update our Twitter poll, Natalie Eganoff, and that is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons.
Thanks, Ty. Today's poll, over 800 votes on this one so far. This time next year, if there is no baseball season, could the NHL pass Major League Baseball in popularity? 53% say yes, 47% say no.
Uh-oh.
That's a sign of a good poll when people are split.
That's a sign of a good poll, but if I'm baseball...
I'm worried.
America's pastime. I mean, we know it's football now, but America's pastime. And this Canadian game's getting ready to smack you around 50-50?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great feeling.
No.
But all that said, if I'm Bryce Harper, and you tell me that I'm going to now have to take an 80% pay cut, yeah, you watch hockey then. That's what I would. If I was him, I'd say, well, watch hockey.
And it's because these guys, they are the sport right now. The sport, there's not much else the sport has.
There's not much. You're right. There are enough skyboxes.
You're kidding.
I have the information. This is thanks to Andrew from NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Oh, Ice.
Via Twitter. Ice, yes.
Yeah.
Iceman, there's 172 boxes, but no showers. So they probably have to go still do the gang shower. And I don't know if you can do that necessarily. They might have different showering rules. Everybody might have to shower at home.
Yeah.
They were talking about that. They do have private restrooms, a wet bar, a refrigerator with an ice maker, three TVs, including one 42-inch plasma, which is, I don't think that's going to cut it for players, 42.
I'd be fine there.
Yeah, come on.
You would. I mean, I'm not going back to 42. I got a 50-inch in my bedroom, let alone the main TV.
I only have HD, so I'd take it.
Come on, dog. You have a job.
I can still see.
No, you can't.
I can see the puck.
Hold tight, Andrew. I'm here for you.
I don't have a 12-inch TV like you,
Sal Powell hooked her up.
Oh, that's right.
And it does have fully retractable windows if they want to get some air. Maybe that's the nice. Skybox idea.
Can I stay in the Skybox?
Where you going to wash?
They ran the mail?
You're going to wash your behind.
I'd hang out.
You can't live in a Skybox with no shower. You're going to show up to work musty.
I'll find a shower.
The plexiglass doesn't do anything for the scent.
I would find, there's definitely a shower in the stadium.
Yeah, for the players.
Yeah, you could use one by one.
Female down there.
Well, no, I wouldn't go and, I wouldn't
you
stay there with this. No.
You just asked to live there.
I would stay in a skybox with these amenities. Wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't stay in a skybox with those amenities.
All right, let's look at the amenities that you're talking about. A private restroom. I have that at my house. A wet bar. Come on, I got a sink at my house, all right? Refrigerator with ice maker. I have a refrigerator with ice maker at my house. Three TVs. I have more than three TVs at my house.
I don't.
And retractable windows. My window's open. I don't need the amenities.
I mean, it sounds cool. I would stay.
Yeah, it sounds cool. All right. We'll have to revisit that, too.
I bet you the listeners would stay in a skybox if given the opportunity.
Reply to that and put up a second Twitter poll.
Would you stay in a skybox?
Would you live... Not stay, live in a Link skybox.
No, I'm saying it would be like a cool thing to do for the night, to like sleep at the Link.
Well, one night? We're talking
like
about
days.
We're talking about 17 weeks.
It said 20 weeks because you got to do camp there too. No, you've put it up correctly. Live in a Link skybox for 20 weeks. All right.
Hey, one day's easy.
Right.
I slept in my car a day.
Right.
No.
It's nothing.
You know.
But I'm not
sweet.
It just doesn't sound like a bad deal. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
they just need to figure out the shower situation, but that's not bad. It's like a hotel.
Nah, not with that extra shower. I want to be able to shower alone.
Right.
I want to be extra. It's one thing for your practice showers. This is my leisure shower. I don't want anybody around. Get a lot of good thinking done. I got a speaker in there. I have a waterproof speaker in the shower.
Oh, you do?
I got nice music playing. Getting ready for my day.
Singing?
Yeah, good. Belting.
Belting?
Belting. Yes. Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, Tyron, I'm with you, man. There's a hell no. I'm going to be staying at the Link in the skybox for 20-some weeks when I can go to my own amenities. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, nah, seriously. But I do have a beef with you, man. I was okay with you saying Dave Matthews was better than Fish, even though that's not true. But when you put the Beatles below the Rolling Stones, man, I don't know if we can really still be friends anymore.
I didn't put the Beatles above. The Beatles are above the Rolling Stones. I put them below.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the Rolling
Stones.
Queens
of the Stone Age. Oh, it's much more hot takey than that. A lot of people think the Rolling Stones are better than the Beatles. That's a preface. No. I went way out on a limb and said Queens of the Stone Age were better than the Beatles. If you're going to get the crazy hot take right, get it right. No, Rolling Stones, man, the Beatles are better than Rolling Stones.
Okay. Then we're really off base then there, man. Anyway, quick Eagles question for you. What do you think going into this season is going to be your biggest concern, barring the season goes on as usual or whatnot?
I believe there will be a season. I don't know. I believe there'll be a season. My biggest concern are the offensive weapons.
Right.
And if the offensive weapons are letting the quarterback down, people do not necessarily like to take blame. So then that's how the quarterback becomes the problem. You see, if Rager coming in, Alshon's in his ear, see, you dropped it, but had he thrown it earlier, and that's how that happens. So it's all about the offensive weapons. I think the offensive line will be good. I believe the defensive line will actually be very good. The secondary will be better, and I think that the linebackers won't be worse. They will not be a strong suit for the team for sure, though. But I do think that Malcolm Jenkins is replaceable. I think between Parks and Mills, and I think he's Wallace. There's people who think he's actually going to play for them right away, I think. But the weapons, I don't know who's going to be healthy. I don't know who's going to be reliable. And I would still like one more running back. So offensive weapons for my quarterback are my number one fear for the year.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And then my only worry is that, you know, with the weapons, you know, would come some type of controversy with the quarterback if something silly were to happen.
And,
you know?
And Alshon, I think, is going to be here because nobody wants him. He's hurt. He might be on the pup list. But as long as he's in that building, there's a chance he's backstabbing the quarterback. And because they said, Rager said, he was on with the morning show. First thing he did after he, first person he heard from after the coach and them, he heard from Carson, but right away, you had Alshon taking him under his wing. So first thing you got to learn is Hurts is your quarterback.
Right.
Not Carson. I don't know. Y'all rookies together. Y'all going to grow up together. Y'all going to be Peyton Manning and Marvin Harris. You know that's what Alshon would say. There's no way Alshon would say, you know, Carson's a good guy. You know, just work with him, work hard. You know he's not saying that.
He might be.
Nah, not that guy.
Maybe he's turned a new leaf.
Because of the pandemic?
Because of anything, sure.
Well, why else would he turn a new leaf? He's been snitching in the best of times.
Well,
the worst of times are going to bring out the best in him?
Well, he knows he's not going anywhere now. So it's kind of, make the most of it.
Yeah, we need to make a rule. How about you trade Alshon?
Right.
And you get a 7th round pick, and you know, now he's not here anymore.
They would have done that if they could have.
Exactly.
I think they were even willing. The rumor was they were willing to give up a pick. Like, for taking his salary, we'll throw in a draft pick. And teams were like, nah, I'm good. You go throw in a 1? Like, it had to be a really good
draft. Right, exactly.
Like, people were, it could have been Alshon and a 5 for a conditional future 7th. And they would have been like, nah, I'm good. So I don't think that's my one concern. All right. Steel, Ocean City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I absolutely love the Beasley Media 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thank you.
And Tyrone, Miss Nat, Lithuanian level, lovely South Jersey afternoon to all you.
Same to you, and you want to talk to me about what I said about the Beatles?
I did, because there was a couple. I mean, what was your exact adjective, Tyrone? Did you say, what was it? They were garbage?
They stunk until Rubber Soul, and then they became an all-time great band. Yeah, early Beatles to me, other than yesterday.
Hold on. I want to hold your hand. It's a little... It's a little corny.
A little?
I saw her standing there.
A little corny? Let me ask you this.
I'm just saying. There you go. Rock on.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah. Tell you something.
That's right.
Yeah. I think I understand.
Yeah. Understand. Now, be honest with you.
I understand.
Yes. Now, come on, Steel. What? Any new kids on the block? Backstreet Boy, 98 Degrees, because they sang that song.
Oh yeah, but they
could have. That's a nothing song. Once they got to Rubber Soul and they started innovating, they changed the music world. But until then, they were just another boy band. They were.
You are. I thought you were a Renaissance man.
I am a Renaissance man.
No,
I have every Beatles album on my phone.
You are far from it, my friend.
I have every Beatles album in my phone. I just don't think that early Beatles was anything more than syrupy, sappy boy band stuff. And then they became, arguably, the second best rock band of all time behind Queens of the Stone Age.
No, they're Zeppelin's one, but...
No.
Yeah, but
3, 4.
Okay. All right.
I hear you, Steele. Listen, can we still be? Let me give you a general knowledge question. I still want to be your friend, Steele.
You're definitely my friend because I find you absolutely entertaining and hilarious.
Thank you, sir.
I love your dry sense of humor.
I appreciate it. Here's a question, Steele.
What's your category?
All right, this is 90s trivia.
90s.
Yes.
Okay, I'm 62 years old.
So you should remember this. In what year did Princess Diana die following a car crash in Paris?
Oh, Jesus. I know it was Dodi Fayed was the boyfriend in the car. The year? Jesus. Natalie, I don't know. I'm going to say...
No guess. Go ahead. Let me give a guess, Steele. Go ahead. You got to guess a year. Go ahead. Take a.
Come on. I'm going to go 2008.
Oh.
No. That's incorrect. Oh. 90s trivia. 90s.
90s trivia. That's why I thought he had a 1 in 10 chance.
So, and I was going to say that, but I thought he had it. It's okay. So the year was 1997 when Princess Diana tragically passed away.
You know, I was big during that time. My mom and I would share, we would read the tabloids back then.
Yeah.
That made me stop reading the tabloids.
You couldn't do it anymore?
Because I thought that they basically took her out.
I mean,
the chasing and all that kind of stuff. To me, that was a line. And I haven't read a Star or an Inquirer or any of those, the Globe. I haven't read any tabloids like that since that happened.
Really? My grandmother used to have all those tabloids and everything.
Yeah, my mom would have them. Then I would be able to talk to my mom about what was in the tabloid.
Right.
And then we both stopped.
Yeah.
One time we bought it by accident out of habit because we just had the grocery store.
Yeah.
We threw it in the trash.
You were like, I'm done here.
Not doing it.
Yeah, that
Not
was
doing it.
That was tragic.
Yes, it was. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
And you know what I mean.
Yeah. 97.5 The Fanatic.
You don't even like this?
Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nah.
Woo!
I saw her standing there.
Romantic.
Okay. I will say that's the Beatles song that's played the most at Caucasian weddings.
No. Twist and Shout.
Well, I know. Because I work for a wedding company and we exclusively did.
Well, then you would know if you worked for the wedding company.
We were playing that version.
Yeah.
Playing a little softer now. Yeah, we weren't playing the Beatles version.
No.
At the wedding.
No.
That version would get played. I want to hold your hand and saw her standing there. Saw her standing there would be the number.
No, not Shout. Twist and Shout.
Yeah, Twist and Shout wasn't really. Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm surprised.
At least in the modern era.
Maybe it's Lithuanian only wedding. I've been to a lot of Lithuanian weddings where Twist and Shout is played.
This is a Lithuanian specific Beatles thing.
Yeah, no,
that only Lithuanians know.
I don't say it never gets played. I'm saying like over like 2 years of doing tons of weddings.
Right.
Right.
That one, like a lot of too many weddings. That was not a high point in my life.
It's like a cocktail hour song, I think. You don't play that during actual wedding.
You know, during the cocktail hour, I used to do the special, speaking of the Beatles, I would do the Allman Brothers Beatles double play of Melissa and Michelle back to back. That was a specialty of mine.
That's kind of funny.
During the cocktail hour.
That's funny. Did anybody pick up on it?
People wouldn't. Then I would do the lights at when Hey Ya came on. When they say, hey ladies, I would make all the lights pink.
And when they say,
hey fellas, I would make all the lights blue.
See, look at that.
Rarely did people notice, but those were the touches that I would provide when I was doing weddings.
I was going to say, the attention to detail.
Oh, yeah. I would wait for Hey Ya the whole night just to be able to get my light change.
Pink, blue.
Blue. Now, ladies, just shake it like a Polaroid picture. That's when I make them go crazy.
I would come to one of the weddings that you were in charge of.
I used to rock weddings. Did not enjoy it.
But I bet.
Used to really give it my all, though. Yes. 610-632-0975. We are talking about today, the word of the day is petty. NHL, not petty at all. Major League Baseball owners, super petty. And we'll keep talking to everybody about that for the rest of the show. John and Bryn Mawr, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Tyrone?
What's up, John?
You're doing a really good job, my man.
Thank you, sir.
That guy who called in about the skybox, I think he's smoking some of that grass that he said is such a good view to look at.
That was another thing. The beautiful views of the skybox.
Are you kidding me?
Look at the field. That's a good point. But he was right about the quantity of skyboxes, though, so I have to tip my cap a little bit.
Yeah, 172.
That's a lot of boxes.
I counted. I've been on hold for about an hour, so I counted them.
I apologize.
And Natalie, it's not like a hotel room. It's just picture like just a big living room. With like a couple rows of seats and the front windows open, and literally there's just a bathroom. It looks like a closet. It's a toilet and a sink.
Yeah, they're gonna have to go somewhere else to wash unless they want a bird bath.
Yeah, man. Oh, jeez. great analogy, too, with the million seconds compared to a billion seconds.
So if you were... real fast, John, I want to ask you. I'll put you in the seat. You're Mike Trout. You signed a big contract. You've earned your MVP. You're the best player in the game. $37.66 million. You would have got paid $19 million under the plan that they agreed to in the beginning. Now they want to pay you $5.7 million. What do you, John, from Bryn Mawr, say when you...
Absolutely not. I would not play. That contract is something you sign, and I want all of my money. You know what's pretty funny? Mm-hmm. I live five doors down from Middleton. And I see him pulling out of his driveway, and sometimes I just want to slam into his car as I'm driving
by. Not okay. Middleton's paying his people. He is one of many owners.
He is.
So don't do that, John.
But I want to take it out on him because it's just
don't, John. See, I can't give him general knowledge. Don't do it. That's no good. That man's making a little cash, though.
Plus, that John... Well, yes, he is.
I'm making a little cash.
But I would take John Middleton's lawyer over John Bryn Mawr's lawyer.
Although John probably got my
yeah, just 5 doors down. You're probably right.
I probably should have been nicer to that guy.
Maybe. Should have given him a question.
Cut a brother a quarantine check. Paul could use one.
he could buy his own chip truck.
Yeah. All right, but... But the point is, he's a money man and still said, "Nah, I'm not playing." So there's that. Todd in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What up, homie?
What's up, Todd?
Nah, chilling. Heard you had a couple skyboxes, Ty.
We were talking about living in a skybox for 20 weeks and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Black light posters of Brooke Shields.
Oh, look, you're going back to your day.
Yes, sir.
There you go, Todd.
You know it, brother. All right, I want to talk baseball right now, okay?
All right.
You guys are in for one big surprise, and it's very, very good.
What do you mean?
The surprise is Joe Girardi.
Well, no, it's not a surprise. We think he's going to be a great manager.
Oh, my God. This guy, Ty, don't put it past it. Don't put it past him. He may win the World Series this year.
No, hold on. Okay, Todd.
Okay.
Let me give you every benefit of the doubt. He's going to be such a huge upgrade over the last manager.
I agree.
Bryce Harper's going to play at an MVP type level. I'm going to give you that. Nola, Cy Young in that scenario, right?
Right.
Now give me the rest of the path because that alone would not get you the World Series against the Dodgers. And some of these teams are machines. The Dodgers added arguably the second or third best player in baseball in the offseason, kind of like it was nothing.
You're right.
So how do the Phillies win? I gave you. Okay. Manager's great.
Here it is.
MVP, Cy Young. Who else plays well enough for them to win?
His team captain is Bryce Harper.
I already gave him MVP, but that's not going to be enough to beat the Dodgers.
God, the hell with the Dodgers. You said that right?
Well, man, I...
All right. No, but I love Harper. I love Girardi across the board. I think they're going to have a very good year. Now, take the Flyers. That's more up your alley. But real quick, I'll get a general knowledge question.
Yeah,
I want you to talk about the Flyers.
Oh, all right. Sure. Here's your general knowledge question, Tom.
Okay, brother.
All right, this is music trivia. What was David Bowie's real surname?
Real what?
His real surname, his last name.
Oh, my God. That I do not know.
Oh, I thought I'd give him one.
I'm sorry, Tom.
You know, it's David Robert Jones. He, too, was Davy Jones. Weird, right?
Davy Jones. Now, that's a guy who doesn't get enough credit.
Davy Jones?
No.
Or David Bowie.
David Bowie.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't get enough credit.
He's the reason I'm alive.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that before. Mm-hmm. Without Bowie, got no Nat.
No Nat.
Got no Nat.
Yeah, my parents loved him.
I just wish, obviously he's not with us anymore. Towards the end, I always wanted to talk to Bowie, but I didn't want to talk to Bowie. I want to talk to Ziggy.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to talk to Ziggy. But
to Ziggy Stardust.
Before I was born, but I always, one day, I would like to somewhere... be able to talk to Ziggy.
That would have been amazing. I've been thinking about David Bowie a lot. There's not really how many modern artists kind of have been able to successfully transform the way that somebody like hit?
Nobody. People will say Gaga, but she's still being a different form of Gaga. He was straight up.
Just multiple different characters. Multiple
different people.
Yeah, people.
I would like to see an artist try. Maybe, I don't know if people love so much. Billie Eilish will do that. She'll come back. Billie Eilish will try that. She'll come back, and this time I'm the Billie Eilish that opens my mouth.
Yes.
Before I was the Billie Eilish, I talk like this through my teeth. All right. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.